Tonight on TMS PM, Amazon is buying all the things.
The Colbert Report is going away, and he's moving to CBS.
Human Ken meets Human Barbie.
Can't wait for that. Atheist attacks. Dude, what looks like Jesus?
Wearables will be powered by... wearables will be powered one day by your hotness.
Twitter time.
An app review with Eric and more on this episode of The Morning Stream, PM.
This is The Morning Stream, PM. All your bays are belong to us.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. That's not working. Why isn't that going lower? There we go. Hello, everybody.
Just yell over it. That'll be great.
Nothing's working right tonight. Yeah, that's right. I said tonight. That means
PM.
It's TMS PM. It's the evening edition of The Morning Stream.
Take as directed.
Yeah. And we're here because of your fine support. That's at patreon.com/TMS. And it's there where you can belly up, help us out, give us a little extra boost so that we can keep doing this Thursday afternoon show and many other things if we can just get to those goals.
Mm-hmm.
Just reach a little further, stretch a little harder.
There's more. There's more where that came from, folks.
Uh-huh. All right, we're here. We're doing it. And man, what a day. It's funny because as soon as we ended the show today, this morning, there's a fine episode of The Morning Stream up if you want to go catch that, folks. There was all kinds of weird breaking news today.
Mm-hmm.
Unusual for your Thursday.
For Thursday, yeah, right.
Which kind of blew my mind. So we're going to start with the one that kind of caught me the most off guard. Perhaps it shouldn't have, but I didn't know they were big enough for Amazon to give a crap about. And this probably bodes well for comic books generally.
Mm-hmm.
But Amazon, you know, Amazon.com, Jeff Bezos.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
He's got that annoying laugh. Have you heard that before? Have you heard that laugh?
I have heard that laugh.
Well, here
it's
it is.
It's not
that's Jeff Bezos.
Wow.
CEO of Amazon.com.
He sounds suspiciously like the woman from the Seinfeld episode that it sounded like Elmer Fudd on a juicer.
You're right. I'm sorry. I take this all back. That was what's her name over there to the Yahoo.
Marissa Meyer.
Marissa Myers, Marissa Tomei. And then so this is really Jeff Bezos. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm being told that is not Jeff Bezos. Here it is. No, not him either.
Nope, not that one either.
No, he's already... There he is. All right, Jeff Bezos, everybody.
There we go, everybody.
It's your little Kindle
treat.
That's
him laughing all the way to the bank.
Mm-hmm. All the way to the bank. He has $100 more of mine last week, so I understand why he's a happy guy. But they bought Comixology today. Comixology, purveyor of fine comic book digital distribution. It's where I get a lot of my comic books these days.
Mm-hmm.
That along with the Marvel Ultimate app or is it Ultimate? No, what's it called? Unlimited.
Marvel Unlimited, yeah.
Yeah, which I really like as well.
Oh, it's great.
I don't know if I like it as much as I like Comixology in terms of their tech and flow and that stuff.
Yeah, I'm a bigger fan of the dedicated, well, not dedicated. I mean, the Marvel app.
Yeah.
That's not the Unlimited app, the one that you can buy day and date, new comics, and then Comixology on top of that.
Which are basically, it's basically just a licensed Comixology app, isn't it?
It really is, yeah.
And I guess they've worked hard enough and done enough. We had these guys on Current Geek way back in the day when it was on Twit. Current Geek Weekly, it was called. And we had their founders on there, and they're just a couple lowly dudes in a little home office. Love comics, trying to make a difference, doing a cool digital thing. And it really hadn't taken off yet. And I guess things have gone well for them. They continue to be in the top 5 highest grossing apps of all time on the App Store. Mm-hmm. So it's not that big of a stretch to think somebody like Amazon, who's interested in distribution of digital content, and they're kind of buying up companies here left and right, that they wouldn't be interested in this. So it makes sense. They have gone on record. Nobody knows the sort of what the deal looks like what did they pay or any of that. We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But we do know that they said it will be a subsidiary of Amazon and run its own deal. It'll kind of be like Oculus and Facebook. It's going to have the heft and money of of Amazon, but it will not be like, it's not just going to be rolled into Amazon, or it's not going to suddenly be called the Amazon comic app. It isn't going to work like that.
It'll be free, you know, free comics on Amazon Prime or whatever. It's like the best situation, right? I mean,
I
if you're going to get bought out by a large company, but they're going to say, really, we're just going to give you the money and we want you to keep doing things the way you've been doing them. Mm-hmm.
Grow it, make it better. Maybe a subscription service will finally happen. Like all of this gives them all kinds of muscle to make decisions about their product that will actually make it better and a bigger deal for everybody. So I am all for this. It's awesome. It's
good
deal for everybody. Now, if they start making me read comics on my Fire TV thing, forget it. Not interested. Actually, that wouldn't be too bad. Think about it for a second, Brian. A Comixology app on your television through the Apple or the, I keep saying Apple, through the Amazon Fire TV. You and I both have one.
Mm-hmm.
And then that little remote cycling through the panels in that little cover flow effect thing they do.
Pretty sharp. Yeah.
It's not bad.
No.
Well, I would read that from a bed or something, you know?
Totally. Yeah. That'd be great.
Why not?
Well, from a bed, I guess, you know, on a big enough screen, sure.
Where else would you do it? Would you do it like living room? Like, I mean, it seems like a weird fit. And I'm not even saying they're doing this. This is me making crap up, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it seems like an idea, you know? I mean, they're interested in bringing stuff to Kindle and some other things. So, yeah, I feel like it's a good purchase. And also the main thing is it speaks to the health of the comic book industry right now. That it's better than it's been in a long time, and that Amazon sees enough value in it to actually invest in it. That to me is good.
Comics are cool again is basically what they're, you know, what this is saying.
Yep. I'm reading some Captain America from 1990s. Oh, did you pick up
the Winter Soldier?
I did. I'm going to read that
Brubaker,
too. Yep.
Ed Brubaker deal?
I haven't yet, but here it's good. You read it?
I have not, no.
Yeah, who was telling us it was good? Somebody. Steven was saying it was good. Mm-hmm. So anyway, it's... all things come to those who wait, everybody.
I do know that secretly the Winter Soldier is Robin.
Oh, gosh. Is it? Because now you've screwed me up.
Oh, no. Have I blown the whole surprise for you?
You've ruined it. You've spoiled it.
Nightwing is basically what he is.
So he's Nightwing, right. It is kind of funny in a lot of ways how Marvel is... Marvel rips off DC. DC rips off Marvel. I'm not going to. I almost gave something away. You're right. I better shut up. Go see the movie, everybody. Captain America 2.
I made a joke.
And I made a goof. It's Captain America 2, The Winter Soldier, in theaters now.
Radio today is different. Powerful networks span the nation from coast to coast. Shortwave radio girdles the globe.
Welcome to the evening news, brought to you by...
Greetings, Instance Crew. I just wanted to give a big shout out to my guild, Fights Like a Girl, on celebrating our 6th year anniversary. Thanks for all the good times over the years.
That's very nice.
Says somebody who's anonymous.
Well, hopefully they know who it is, because they didn't leave any other details there.
It'll be, if for those in the Fights Like a Girl raid team, it'll be the one of you not surprised by this reading.
There you go.
That's who said it.
Some more breaking news today. This came out of kind of nowhere, although he was on the short list of people that were being considered. But the actual Stephen Colbert is leaving the Colbert Report. That's going to be over. And in 2015, he takes over the desk from David Letterman, one David Letterman from The Late Show on CBS. He is your new Late Show host, everybody.
You know, as exciting as this news is, I'm really wondering who's going to take over in the Colbert Report.
Yeah, I doubt anyone.
That's going to be those are some tough shoes to fill.
I bet that just goes away and they'll do some other politically slanted something. Because
you have to have a name Colbert.
Yeah. The other part that's weird, and Justin actually asked us on Twitter, it's a very good point. Will this be Stephen Colbert, the straight on regular old comedian man?
Right.
Or will this be the character of Stephen Colbert that he established on that show over there? And it's obviously not going to be the character, but you got to admit, it's all we've seen of Stephen, even in his Daily Show days.
Mm-hmm.
That's who he was.
Yeah. He's always been that character. And so I'm really, that's a great point. It's a great question.
Does it ruin it for anybody? Does anyone make people nervous? You know,
it makes me a little nervous.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I actually have a lot of faith in the guy. has a big range and does cool movie stuff and other things.
Tell me this: why can't it be the Stephen Colbert character?
Well, I guess it could be, but with the show,
he has guests all the time on the Colbert Report that he stays in character to interview.
And it's not unusual for, in fact, it's not only not unusual; it's the norm for a late night TV show host to take his thing and move it somewhere else, even if it's another mm-hmm. network, and do essentially the same thing again. So yeah. basically Fallon's late night is Fallon's Tonight Show. And basically Letterman's late night before he left NBC is the CBS Late Show. Mm-hmm. The top 10 list. Right. I mean, everything's the same. It's not, they yeah. didn't really change the formula. It's still Paul Schaefer. It's still all that stuff. And again, I, for one, I'm going to miss Dave. I don't care what anyone says, all you nay haters out there.
I love Dave. Neek in the chat room, in the tadpool, says that he has said that it'll be, quote unquote, regular dude.
Regular dude Colbert. And well, that's what this article says. Even by showbiz standards, says this. That the deal moved with lightning speed 6 days after David Letterman told CBS he plans to pack it up next year. The CEO, Leslie Moonves, had a replacement all lined up following a frantic round of calls at the Final Four. Oh, the Final Four, I get it. Comedy Central star Stephen Colbert will be the new and only second host of The Late Show, stepping into the role sometime next year. But the mock, blowhard, conservative character that earned his fame for the last 8 years on The Colbert Report. 8 years? Hold on a second. Has he been on there for eight?
Yeah, oh, totally.
His own show for eight. That's what it says here.
Maybe it's some of that is Daily Show time, because I don't think The Colbert Report's been on for 8 years.
Because it says here, past 8 years on Colbert Report, and before that as a companion on The Daily Show.
Asking our producer. Checking with our producer. He said that 2006.
Uh-huh, yeah.
There have been 1,321 episodes, he says. The original airing was in October of 2005. That makes it almost 9 years. Holy 8.5 shit. Years.
What the heck? Yeah. That is crazy to me. I felt like that was yesterday. Anyway, I've been doing the instance as long as he's been doing the Colbert Report. Think about that.
Mm-hmm.
That puts in perspective. He says that character will fade away when he leaves the job in December. What you're going to get is the real Stephen Colbert, Moonves says. He said it's time to do something different. If he's going to be on our air for 20 years, as we hope, it's not humanly possible to keep that character going. Isn't it, though? Couldn't you, though? I don't know.
No, I don't think so.
Maybe he brings it out once in a while. Maybe it's a feature.
That's what I say. I say it'd be much more fun to have him continue to be that character, because that's really what people would expect. I think people are going to be really weirded out to see the real Stephen Colbert, you know?
Yeah, I'm really curious about it. I actually have a lot of confidence that he can nail it, but I'm also nervous about it.
Mm-hmm.
And thinking about it, 20 years from now, him still doing it? Dude, 20 years from now is a long time for you and me. Think about
wow.
that.
Yeah.
So we'll be old men going,
hey, I remember when this all switched over.
Back in those heady days of 2015.
That was back when we were only doing 5 shows a week for TMS.
When that young J.J. Abrams did that Star Wars film. let's see. What else we got going on? Human Ken reacts to meeting human Barbie, and the rest of us humans react, I guess. Fresh off of GQ's alarming interview with human Barbie Valerie Lukyanova.
Valeria Lukyanova.
Is that how you'd say it?
That's how I would say it.
She wants to be Black Swan ballerina.
Lukyanova.
The magazine's website posted quotes from a brief interview with human Ken, Justin Jedlicka. Are these people all Eastern European? There's something going on
why
with that.
Why does that name sound familiar? Justin Jedlicka. Why does that?
I don't know. I have no idea.
All right.
Jedlicka. It is familiar, isn't it?
It totally is familiar,
like
yeah.
A band or a singer or something. Anyway, he met her at a photo shoot and had this to say about the apparent racist. Because she said some racist things.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't even cover them on the show. But anyway,
no, we didn't.
It says this, quote, I really didn't get her. I don't get why people think she's so interesting, Jedlicka says. She has extensions. She wears stage makeup. She's an illusionist, unquote. Oh, Mr. Realist over there that looks like Ken.
Right. Is there a picture? I mean, the picture that's on Huffington Post.
He's not very Ken looking.
Is actual Ken and actual Barbie.
Right. And I've seen him. Hold on. Let me pull it up. Where did I see him? Did they change it? They may have changed the image.
Whoops. Let's see here. I'm muting the sound. Let's see if Caitlin Becker from HuffPo.
No, I can't find it. Blooky, blooky, blooky. I can't find it. I saw it someplace. I don't know where I saw it now. I was too distracted by Julia Louise Dreyfus getting tattooed naked on the cover.
There's real Ken. Okay.
Does he look like Ken? She's a little more convincing.
He does look fake.
Sure.
Don't get me wrong.
Sure.
But Ken is blonde, first of all.
Yeah.
This guy's a brunette.
Yeah.
So that doesn't work right there.
Yeah. Well, let's see.
It's about 26 seconds in if you're on the video on the HuffPost live site.
Yeah. She says this. This is why she's been in trouble lately. Her most noteworthy thing from this article in the GQ magazine was the aspiring Brethenarian's chat with GQ, where her comments were on race. She blamed, the increase in plastic surgery on race mixing. We're all in a mad rush to do crazy things to ourselves because we've mixed in with too many of the races. We've lost our natural beauty now because of it.
Oh, no.
Says the girl that is nothing but a big plastic piece of shit.
Right. No kidding. Wow. Aryan Barbie hitting the shelves this Christmas time.
Comes with her own swastika. Look for it this fall. For example, a Russian marries an American, she says. They have a kid, a cute girl, but she has her dad's nose. She goes and files it down for a little, and it's all good. Ethnicities are mixing now, so there's degeneration.
She files down her Russian nose?
Uh-huh, yeah. And, oh, it didn't,
and it's all good,
she says? She says, it didn't used to be like that, unquote. Yeah, the good old days.
Oh, jeez.
The good old days where there was no race mixing. When was that?
Where is she from?
Eastern European.
Valeria Lukyanova ain't, that's not a Queens name.
No,
that's not.
No. There's no pure blood.
She's not from Kalamazoo, Michigan with a name like that.
No. She's from, Ukraine, I want to say.
Okay.
I think that's right. And that's why she kept bringing up Russians.
Did she file down her own nose?
I'm also, I think she's confused. Russians and Americans aren't two different races. Do you know what I'm saying? They're not. They may be different cultures. They may be different languages.
Right.
But they're both a couple of pasty white guys. All right. She's crazy. That's how it is. Now, if you want to write in and defend her, I'm happy to entertain any defense you can mount. Please do it. Because I'm always themorningstream@gmail.com. Always open to whatever you got. All right. Here's a good one.
I'm not. You can be, but no.
No. Here's a head scratcher for you. An atheist attacks his roommate because he thinks he's Jesus.
Oh, see? Now, hold on. The clash. Heck with the Russians and American.
Yeah, forget about the race matching. Now let's get Jesus and an atheist in the same room. Gustav Pothoff. Right.
That is your real name.
Has a cross to bear. He is a self-proclaimed atheist accused of attacking his roommate whom he thought was Jesus. Now, how can you be an atheist and think a dude is Jesus?
Right, exactly.
I'm really confused.
Maybe we're just pronouncing, maybe it's Jesus.
Oh, got it. I thought you were Jesus and you owe me $20. Jesus.
Jesus from down the hall.
As such, he believes that only an atheist attorney can defend him properly. So now he's demanding he only gets an atheist attorney. Oh, by the way, guess where this guy is? Just take a while.
I'm guessing Florida.
You're absolutely right.
There you go. Right.
Police in Orlando, Florida, allege that Pothoff attacked his roommate, Raymond Hernandez, with a glass cup and a butter knife on Monday.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that same Steven Seagal film where he's a butter knife and a glass cup.
Yep. Ran like a girl, whispered something, and then attacked with
cup
and a butter knife. According to a police report, Hernandez said he went to the kitchen to get a drink when Pothoff suddenly threw the glass cup at him. When the cup missed Hernandez, Pothoff allegedly attacked him with a butter knife. Hernandez avoided injury both times. He told him it's because he's Jesus. Mm-hmm. He told investigators that Pothoff told him he thought Hernandez was Jesus and wanted to kill him, according to a police report. Pothoff, age 51, was arrested Monday and charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. His photo is scary.
I don't think that Gustav Pothoff knows what atheism is.
Nope.
What's the religion where you believe that Jesus exists and your job is to kill him?
Let's give it a name. The Pothoffites.
Pothoffians.
Yeah, the Pothoffians.
Oh, that's him?
Yeah, that's him. He's scary.
Oh, dude. Yeah, that's...
The mistake was having him as a roommate, if you want my honest opinion.
Hey, man, Dave's not here.
Jesus isn't here, man. Jesus isn't here.
Yikes.
Hey, man. Let's see. Oh, here's a good one.
Okay.
You know, in the world of all this BS about goggles on our heads and freaking watches that are smart and all this stuff, wearables, you know, wearables.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Wearable electronics could someday run on body heat. This, according to an article on GigaOhm.com, actually one of my favorite tech websites. A newly developed thin, flexible patch converts body heat into electricity, adding to the possibility that electronic devices could someday maintain power for much longer than current battery tech allows. Now, some people are going to think this is weird. I actually think this is a great way to go. This I want my phone cool. just to charge because yeah. it's in my damn pocket.
Right, exactly. Charge my Pebble.
Yep. And then we could imagine having things not necessarily that are wearable, but things that are just sort of on us or with us all the time that are getting constant charges from our bodies. Mm-hmm. You could do so much more that didn't rely on power conservation. So because you wouldn't worry so much about a battery, you could do things that your phone right now, you know, you don't want to put really fast chips in these things.
Right.
Because they'd be limited by battery life. Well, if you're not limited by that anymore and it's all coming off your heat, then why the hell not?
Oh, dude, my phone's dead. That's all right. Stick in your crotch for a little while.
Hold it in your crotch real tight. Patches. Do some Kegels and everyone wins. Patches that generate power from heat have been developed in the past, but the newest version out from Korea, the Korean Advanced Institute of Science and Technology. Knowing that my brother's such a doughhead, it's weird to me. I see Korea through my brother's eyes. Right?
Sure.
So whenever I hear something really cool and advanced happening in Korea, I'm like, no way. Because I just think of my brother, who's kind of a dope.
My brother couldn't do that.
Yeah, he couldn't do that. He's like all Koreans, right? That's terrible. But I do think that every time. I can't help it. Combines their features to create a patch that maximizes power output, still remaining thin and flexible. Both are necessary characteristics for a patch meant to be worn on the skin. It's made from glass fibers woven together to form sort of a sheet. And the idea is it conducts this electricity from your skin and it exploits the temperature differential between a person's skin and the surrounding air. The glass fabric is much lighter than materials like ceramic and aluminum that are more traditionally used to hold the pastes.
Hmm.
So, you know, some of these existing technologies would be like a little patch, but it's made out of freaking aluminum metal on your arm. And that's right. No fun for anyone.
There was a watch that came out maybe about 10 years ago, mm-hmm. and it didn't use a battery and it didn't, you know, wasn't solar. There was some other method that it used that had something to do with your body's, I think it was your body's movement actually powered the watch, but I can't remember what that was.
Yeah.
Does that sound familiar to you?
Kinetic charging
something
or whatever.
Like that. Yeah, yeah, right, right.
You would move and it would, like, well, like the watches that you shake, the old Sky ones, it was kind of like that, except it was different than you had to shake it. It was just, you had to move.
Mm-hmm.
Or you were walking and all the walking.
Just your,
you
right, just your standard, just your.
I wonder what came of that. Because you think, right, you think like the Fitbit would have that or something.
You'd think, right, I know. That would be like the perfect thing. Yeah, so there are, Seiko makes the kinetic watch.
Mm.
Kinetic movements, or is that something different?
Weird.
Clean energy watch from Seiko.
Oh, it was Seiko, was it?
Mm-hmm. That's yeah.
My uncle's watch. He always wore a Seiko.
There we go. It was the first watch, 1986, the first watch in the world to convert kinetic movement into electrical energy.
Wow. Whatever. Why didn't that continue? Why isn't that the norm now?
Why isn't that in my phone or in my...
must not have worked very well, is my guess.
Right, yeah.
If I had to make a wild stab.
All right, well, let's patch it and start stealing energy from me. Fine.
I'm in.
Whatever.
Sounds good to me. What else sounds good to me? Oh, I know. A quick break where we're going to play some music. I've got some exciting news, though. When we come back, we've got your tweets, but we also have another visit from our friend. It's been a couple of weeks. Eric Van Skyhawk will be here with an app review.
Yay!
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that, so that'll be great. All right, so stay tuned for that. In the meantime, Brian, why don't you give us some kind of music?
Will do. Now, this is a good one. This one actually came in. It was supposed to be for yesterday, but since we didn't have a show yesterday, I'm moving it to today and tonight.
Right.
You've met this particular person. Hi, Brian. I'm requesting a song for Wednesday, April 9th. It's the very first birthday of the cutest baby in the whole wide world, Logan Victorine. If you could play the unplugged version of Jonathan Colton's You Ruined Everything, that would be perfect. Thanks, Brian, and happy first birthday, Logan. Leslie Victorine, a.k.a. Leslie Hayes 4 in the Tadpole.
Oh, yeah. We have met.
Yes, met him at BlizzCon.
Victorine.
Strapping young lad.
Yeah, he was adorable, and Kim got real attached to him. We just about took him home with us. Yeah. He's a cute little dude.
Yes, he is. So I couldn't find the straight acoustic version of Jonathan Coulton's You Ruined Everything, but there is a version on his live album that is pretty acoustic. Came from his 2009 release, Best Concert Ever. It's Jonathan Coulton. And a song that I'm sure that echoes the sentiments of parents everywhere. You ruined everything.
All right, great. Here it is. We'll be back in a minute with Eric, your tweets, and more. Stay tuned.
I was fine. I pulled myself together just in time to throw myself away. Once my perfect world was gone, I knew you ruined everything in the nicest way. And you should know how great things were before you. Even so, better still today. Now I can't think who I was before. You ruined everything in the nicest way. Bumps in the road remind us the worst of the best behind. Only good things will find us, me and you. Days will be clear and sunny. We're gonna need more money. And baby, you know it's funny. All those stories coming true. Despite my better efforts, it's all for you. Worst kind of cliche. I'll be with you till the day you leave. You ruined everything in the nicest way.
Jeez, what happened there? That was downright lovely, that song.
It was, yes.
It was really nice. Sorry, I don't know what happened there. Hey, I got something for you here.
All right.
Somebody, you know, we were doing all the backwards masking on the show last week.
Yeah.
And somebody sent me a version of me saying something backwards where I actually said something tangible.
Weird.
Okay. Cover your kids' ears. It's got a little swear word in it, apparently, but it's backwards and it somehow sounds like it. So here it is.
Serious shit.
So that sounds
serious shit.
It sounds like bad at saying serious, but yeah.
How many hours of backwards audio did that person have to listen to find that?
Well, I guess if you just reverse the whole show and then just listen, you might just bump into something. And actually, it really taught me a lesson. This is how people find stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all that crap in the 80s where they're telling us all the backmasking was in my AC/DC records, that was just them looking for it and then finding it because it was just happenstance because there's me doing it.
Serious shit.
That's clearer than just about any, like, I buried Paul.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that I remember.
Yeah. My childhood was a lie is what I'm getting at. So then here it is forward. So I reversed it back to see what I actually said.
Tish Cyrus.
Tish Cyrus, which I think is Miley Cyrus's mom.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, now we've broken the code because
Tish Cyrus
is actually
serious shit
backwards.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Something's up.
That's the infiltrating of our and permeation of our culture by I don't know. I got nothing. I don't know where I was
like
going.
Where you were going though? I liked it. I wanted to see where it ended up, but that's okay. It petered out.
The Cyrusization of our life.
Yeah, there you go. Something like that. All right, we're gonna call Eric. Oh, you know what, Scott? I can't remember how to. He has three names, and I don't ever know which one to put him in. All right, here we go. Gonna come on, do a little thing, have a little time, do a little stuff, play a little theme. Ooh. We're gonna play
a little love.
A little love, baby.
App slappy.
A original composition from Eric himself. Eric, what's going on, man?
I just got back from Wesley's Science Fair.
Oh, Science Fair. Did you do a volcano or what? What do you do this time?
Converting a potato into electricity?
He wanted to do something on magnets, so.
That's cool. So tell me what
does
it was.
Explain how do they work?
Yeah, how does this
work? How do they work, you know?
What's the deal with magnets? But tell me how they do, like, what's the arrangement? Like, is it like a little setup where he has to demo it, or is it on, like, poster boards and just explains it, or what?
Yeah, they have those, like, threefold presentation boards where you cut a hole out and they sit in the middle, you know.
It's like a tall Dungeons & Dragons dungeon keeper-looking thing, the way those things look.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's great. And that it just explained it. And did you do okay? Did you get a good grade and all that?
Yeah, you know, everybody gets a little ribbon.
Yeah,
you know.
Everyone wins. Got it.
Yeah, these days there's no winners or losers.
Right. Everybody wins.
That's
everybody
bad.
Wins.
Did you have a little picture of Magneto somewhere on that presentation?
Not quite.
You shall good, not. Oh, that's wrong.
Different movie, but it's okay.
I was going to say.
It's all right. Magneto would have done pretty well with a Balrog.
I think so. Yeah.
So Eric is famous in TMS circles for coming on the show for a while there while he didn't have the morning job and would hang out with us and do a little app review. And so once in a while, we're going to have him on the TMS show on the PM edition and have him do the same damn thing. So Eric, what do you got, man? What's burning a hole in your iOS device?
I know it's old. It's a very old app and everybody's probably... you know, say like it's, you know, passe or whatnot. But I have been obsessed with Draw Something 2.
Ooh, there's a sequel.
I haven't installed it yet, but you've been tempting me because you keep talking on Twitter about how lousy everyone is, but the drawing tools are so much better. You wish your
artist
friends
were doing it. Everybody, because like nobody plays it anymore. Let's face it, none of my friends are playing it, you know, because everybody had Draw Something 1 burnout.
Yeah, I did.
But the drawing tools are so much better, and like it is like amazing what people are doing on the stuff. It's just like I'm just blown away by people's talent on the stuff.
Is it just like the good tools and stuff like that?
Yeah, well, just, you know, and you can see. And the cool thing is, every picture you see, you tap on it, and you can see how they drew it.
Hmm. Oh, you can watch a repeat.
You see the lines. You see the
You can see it's like the replay, the recorded strokes. And it's interesting, though, because, Scott, you could go into it, and you don't even have to play the game. You could just do free draw and create a gallery where people could follow, comment, like your doodles or whatnot.
Really? Are the tools that good, though? I mean, they seem like you could just have fun drawing.
Yeah, if you install it right now and look me up and look at my gallery... you'll see the pictures that I've drawn because you can look at people's galleries. But you also will see pictures that I've liked with a little heart on them. The ones with the heart on them, the ones that I like but not didn't draw. And you'd be blown away by what people are doing with this. And it's amazing because some of these artists have over 100,000 followers following them their Draw Something accounts. Yeah.
They're giving me the tutorial with somebody named Carly Rae Jepsen. I doubt that's the actual girl.
I think
Is this what she put her star power behind?
I think it's Draw Me, maybe.
Oh my gosh, really? Tell me that's not happening. All right, so she's drawing a banana crazy. And I'm watching her draw it.
Yeah, it goes through the turtle. Just get past
I'm
that
trying
crap
to. How do you get out of here? What do you do?
Just quickly do it. Just say banana.
Oh gosh. Okay.
I don't see your video. Are you not video tonight, Scott?
No, I do. It just doesn't show up for you. The fans can see it.
There's the ones who count.
Yeah, they're the ones that matter. It's a technical problem that I can't solve. Yeah.
But while you're getting through that tutorial, I'll talk about one other game that I've been playing while you're getting through that.
All right. It's on my phone, by the way, which kind of sucks. I'd rather do this on my iPad, but that's fine.
Yeah, but once you get through this, you can do it on your iPad. Yeah. I have been playing a game called Smash Hit.
All right, Smash Hit.
Yes.
Smash Hit. Tell us more.
Smash Hit is a very beautiful looking game. I should say Draw Something 2 is also available for Android devices. So Just throwing that out there.
All right.
If you have one of them, then
if you have one of those.
If you got anyway, one, it's fine. Sure.
Smash It is a beautifully 3D rendered game where you're traveling. It's like you're traveling forward through space. And as you tap the screen, you throw these metal balls at glass objects.
Speaking of Magneto, this is like, you know, X-Men when he's getting out of the jail cell.
Exactly.
His little metal balls. Wow.
Yeah, and then when the thing is you try to hit these triangles, it will give you three balls each, so you can progress further through the level. Because once you're out of balls, the game is over. So, but they have glass obstacles you have to break to get through, and if you hit a glass wall, you like lose 10 balls. So they have I'm having a brain fart right now. I was up way too late last night doing a science project. Let's just
Wait, were you doing this?
Well, yeah. I thought this was yourself.
No, Wesley helped out, but I, you know, had to print some stuff out. And
I see how it is. Listen to this. No, sorry, not that.
Do dogs?
No, not that.
That old.
No, I can't find it. There's a guy. I have a great line where a guy says he's having a brain fart, but I can't find it. So never mind.
Well, you
this
try.
Looks beautiful. This Smash Hit thing. I'm downloading. Yeah, that too.
It looks really. It's really well done. The sound effects are amazing, and it has a nice ambient tone music going on with it also. But it's very cool looking, and it looks. It's like it's pushing the limits as far as what the graphics can do on the phone, because they have different settings for the graphics. And and on my iPhone 5, granted I don't have a 5S, but it recommends the medium resolution for my phone. So it'd be interesting, you know, what it would look like on a higher resolution.
Yeah, no doubt.
So beautiful.
So
did you get through the tutorial?
Yeah, I'm through it now, I think. I'm looking at you now. How do I see your existing art here?
Did you find Hakito?
Yeah. I see you.
Did you follow me?
Home your feed. Some cool drawings and stuff. Okay. I just want to see you. I don't want to see other artists. Oh, there you are. You did like a planet, like a moon.
Yep.
There's a gravestone, a lemon, a glass of water. Oh, you know what? I can already tell this is going to be better. Who did those sunglasses?
I know.
Good Lord. Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you. And you can actually tap on the drawing and see how they did it.
Okay, I'm going to do that right now. So we're going to click it. All right. Started with a nice neutral tone gray. Sketched in some... Nobody can really see this. This is the least great audio show ever.
If only you could see the stuff I'm looking at right now. Yes.
Yeah, and what's funny is this is sped up a little bit, but it's still taking them tons of time to do.
Yeah, so you can cancel that out. But, you know, if you... You can click on one of my drawings and it won't take that long.
No, these look really, really good. Wow.
Do you see some other ones that I've liked in my
gallery there? So you can like people's stuff. You're sucking me back in, dude.
But look at the stuff, though. I mean, because they have these, like, there's a Death Star that a guy, if you go down lower.
Oh my gosh, gallery. Who did this one of Marilyn Monroe?
I know.
Are you kidding me? That's I don't even know what to say about that. That's crazy. That's
you see the
absolutely
Death Star
crazy
one?
Yeah, these are wow even that SpongeBob one,
isn't that SpongeBob awesome?
Oh, and the Death Star one is so rad. Brian, you gotta go look at these.
I'm downloading it right now.
All right,
I'm in the Carly Rae Jepsen nonsense right
tutorial
now.
And that face, I don't even know.
Yeah, but the thing is you replay the video back and you can actually see the techniques they use to do what they're doing. And they're just like, oh, that makes, you know, it's just like, it's amazing to watch how it's been put together.
Sometimes
I think
this would
be great
work.
For you and your fans. Yeah. It's like you doing your little doodle and they can kind of see how you do it. And
this would be a fun way to share that. And it's on Android as well.
It is.
Well, then won't everyone be happy in the end? This is fantastic. All right. So what are you going to give this? How many accidentally drawn penises will you give this?
Accidentally.
Out of five.
I don't think.
Okay. How many purposely done wieners? Yeah.
Well, the problem is the only thing I don't like about it is to unlock all the tools, you have to earn coins, and they give you lots of coins and stars at the beginning, but once you start wanting to unlock more colors, you have to do the whole earning the coins to unlock the colors and tools and stuff like that.
Is there a buyout everything option?
There is.
I don't mind that, but what I don't like is that.
I mean, it's not a buyout option. You say, "I'll buy a whole bunch of stars, and you can pretty much unlock all the tools." You know.
Okay, but it's not like there's a limit on that. In other words, it's like, okay, to unlock this color palette, you need to give us 10 stars, but to use it next week, you'll need another 10 or something like that.
No. There's none of that stuff. Okay, and it's good. Pretty easy to, because they have, it's pretty easy to earn stars, and it's really easy to earn coins too, because you can do these free drawings that give you like maybe up to 17 coins or 10 coins per drawing.
Yeah.
So you can earn pretty quickly. And what I pretty much do is, like, I'll just have a whole bunch of coins, and if I'm drawing something and I need a color, you can unlock individual colors. Like, oh, I want that color, and it's like 10 coins for that color type of thing. So.
Right. Wow. I'm watching somebody do a photorealistic car here, and I'm embarrassed to call myself an artist.
But yeah, they're doing it on like a non-pressure-sensitive device. A lot of people are using their fingers.
Yeah.
And I just
blown my mind.
And I think like, Carter would be amazing in this.
She would really enjoy this. All right,
cool thing is you can just do free draw too, and they have a cool 8-bit pencil.
Yeah,
that does just 8-bit artwork.
Oh, you're kidding! Like pixelated little sprite just pixels. Characters.
It's like, yeah, you adjust the square size, and it's so easy to do 8-bit artwork with it.
Yeah, I suck. I look at this and I suck.
Wow. Yeah, these are amazing.
Yeah, my mind's blown. All right. Well, there you go. Five. How many penises did you give it? I forgot.
I gave it to 4 just due to the, you know, the way you have to unlock all the tools.
Right.
And stuff.
That stuff sucks. But it's Zynga. What are you going to do?
Yep. But anyway, it's been around for a long time. And I don't know what. I think this is what I got. Because I got a new iPad Air.
Yeah.
And then I was just trying out all the drawing apps. It's like, yeah, let's just draw. And I was just like, what the?
Yeah.
It changed so much from the days of Draw Something 1.
You're not wrong about that. All right. Well, there's that. Hang around with us for tweets, will you? You want to stick around?
Sure.
All right. Got some tweeters here. Twitter time.
I have to say, the best thing is playing with my kids.
Yeah.
Because I love going into their gallery and seeing what they've been drawing.
All the things they've drawn. Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah,
this is the coolest part about this, I think. I mean, the game's cool. That's fine. But if you're not into that and you just want to share artwork, what a cool little app for sharing artwork.
No doubt.
Yeah, I'm impressed. All right.
And you can always follow me on Twitter.
The newest tweets.
Want to go bird hunting this weekend?
We're doing Twitter time, and it's brought to you by...
On September 11th, 2001, firefighter Steven Siller left work to go play golf with his brothers. But en route, he heard news of an airplane hitting the World Trade Center on his scanner. He immediately turned his car around and got stuck in traffic at the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel. He strapped the 60 pounds of gear on and ran to the towers, where he perished while saving others. We are attempting to tell Steven's story and how his family started a foundation to honor both him and wounded veterans with a new documentary called For the Love of Their Brother, which we're raising funds through Indiegogo. Please head to tiny.cc/Siller, S-I-L-L-E-R, to donate or to help spread the word.
Seems like a cool doc. You guys should go support it. All right. We got tweets from people. We'll start this one from Curtis, who says, do you have time to listen to podcasts, or are you too busy making them? If so, what are they? I am too busy to listen to tons of them, but I have some favorites that I always listen to.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to Coverville.
Oh, get out of here.
I do. It's great. It's great background, have it on.
Yeah, because you can do other things while you listen to Coverville.
Yeah,
for sure.
It's one of the great things about that show. It always has been that great side effect. It's basically just good radio without all the shite.
Wow, thanks. All right.
So there's one. I also listen to a lot of NPR stuff. So I listen to Radiolab. I listen to This American Life, kind of the staples. I really like On the Media. Hearing Voices, really cool, weird, kind of strange NPR show that a lot of people don't know about, among others. And then for tech stuff, I listen to Will Smith and Norman Chan with their... my brain just went dead. Oh, This Is Only a Test podcast, which is over there at tested.com. They do all that stuff with Jamie and Adam and them. It's really good. I like those guys. And I listen to Tom's Tech Show every day. That's a thing you can just kind of play, which is nice. Mm-hmm. I try to do it live. But if it's being, I guess we'd stick to podcasts. Then I would say occasionally Mark Maron, if I'm interested in who he's interviewing. It kind of depends on that for me.
I need to listen to his show. I hear really good things about
Mark. He's a great interviewer. Really, really good. And when he has somebody on of interest, like somebody I dig on or like Will Ferrell will be on. I'll be like, oh, it sounds good. And I'll listen. It's always good. That's kind of this. I mean, I a couple of video game podcasts here and there, things like that. But
I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you listen to that many when you're producing.
Jog a lot.
Okay.
It's on the treadmill or running usually, or, I mean, it's not that many. I mean, it seems like it is, but it really isn't. Like, because I'm running every day, there's always time to jam in some 45 minutes something. And then other times while I'm working, like, because I have to do a lot of artwork during the day. So that's great podcast time. Just to turn it on and play it. So how about you? What do you get some favorites? What do you
I basically what I have time to listen to is Current Geek. Mm-hmm. occasionally The Instance.
Yeah.
And occasionally the Angry Chicken, although it's been a few months for anything Blizzard related, just because I haven't even logged into the game in 2 months. Apparently,
you're coiling back and prepping for the big explosion of Blizzard game time you're about to have.
God, I really am. That's exactly what it is. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Current Geek could be about the only other thing that I listen to right now. That because I feel like I'm. Well, here's the deal. I feel like if I'm not listening to albums and CDs that folks have sent me, that labels and musicians have sent me.
Good point.
Then I'm not utilizing my time.
I forgot about it. It's a huge part of what you're doing.
It really is.
That music and, research stuff. I don't have any of that. You know,
you're lucky. You just play video games.
Except to play the games or, you know, read the comic or whatever. I occasionally listen to my own shows just to kind of see how things went. I'll listen to a film sack here and there and laugh my head off. I listen to TMS here and there. It's kind of just to say, how are we sounding now? If I had to check a show from 2 weeks ago just to see how it was, and I'm always happy about how they sounded.
Good.
I used to really like listening to App Slappy before Eric canceled it.
Excuse me?
Oh, wait, what?
Squeeze me?
What? Who? What? I forgot he was here. So, Eric, what do you like to listen to? Do you have shows you
I am a out? Big, I mean, it's I go in waves. Like, sometimes I'll just listen to music and music and music until the, you know, then I'll get into a podcast wave. And mostly I listen to Current Geek.
Yeah.
Is one of my favorites.
I'm glad to hear that. You're on there. You're on our list for upcoming guests. I don't know if I warned you about that.
Yeah, but, you know, I don't know when I'm going to be invited.
You'll be on. Don't you worry. Shut up. You're on the list. It's just a...
Yeah, we're
just
but you're going through, like, we have so-and-so and then a third time here. Welcome back.
We've only had people twice so far. Nobody's been three.
I'm exaggerating. And then you got people like, hey, we're going to do the quiz game. What's this quiz game? I have no idea. I've never listened to your show. So anyway, I like the quiz part is one of my favorite parts
of it.
It's fun. Because it's very hilarious.
We have a good time with it.
I love Tom's scoring is just amazing.
Yeah. It's really weird, but great. Yeah.
So, and then I listen to the final score also a lot.
Oh, good.
Because, you know, I seem to get mentioned on every episode.
If that show existed and I wasn't hosting it, that's a show I would listen to as a video game fan. And I don't mean that because of me. I just like what we've established there as kind of this video game show that isn't tied to some blog or big news site or industry thing. It's like real players, real stuff. I don't know. There's something about the vibe of that show.
I love the format and
yeah,
and that's how good. So it's a good show.
Oh, thanks,
and then occasionally. I'll listen to a TMS episode here or there.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I have to catch up.
Well, it's hard. It's like 4 days, 4 or 5 days a week. You got to, you know.
You know, we actually talk about you a lot more than you probably realize. You should probably listen a lot.
Yeah. We do that.
Wow, I seriously doubt that. But anyway, and sometimes I listen to The Instance if I'm in the World of Warcraft mood.
Yeah.
But then I think, well, they don't play, so what are they talking about?
Oh, wow. Zing. Actually, it's been a while for me too. I admit, I go in way. It's just waves, and it's usually about this time before an expansion. I start to get a little weird with it, but also because Blizzard's putting out all these other great games right now, it's like hard for me not to spend what little game time I have.
Diablo, like, consumed my life for a couple of weeks there.
It still is me. I'm freaking.
Is it?
Oh yeah.
Did you level a Crusader?
Yeah, I've got a Crusader in the 60s. I'm working on.
You have a Crusader's in the 60s already?
Yep. Oh yeah.
Did you take advantage of the weekend?
No, I didn't do it. That's the thing. I was out of town all that weekend, so I didn't even get to do the boost. I know. So I did that a bunch, though, and played a little bit with Ralph and them. So I did some grouping, and then I played...
Dude, Ralph is always on.
I've been playing the voodoo dude more. Witch Doctor more, which is tons of fun. Yeah, Ralph's always in there. That game's amazing. There might be something. Well, I'm not going to say anything. There's something going on. I'll tell you about it later.
What? You know something?
A little something.
Are you pulling a Scott Johnson?
Yeah, I am. Totally. I'm yanking it real hard. Next one here. If you could use the internet for one more day of your life, meaning we were going to die and that was it, right? Okay. One more day is all you get. What would you do with it and why? Brian, you're first.
So I'm finding out that the internet is shutting down in 24 hours.
Yep. And you have that much time. Good connection. No problems. All in the clear to use it for that full 24 hours, but that's it. What are you going to do?
I think I'd binge watch The Wire.
That's an idea, man. Torrent, because who cares after that? Just torrent everything you can get your hands on, because torrenting's going away.
That's a scary thought, because just think about there to be no World of Warcraft.
There'd be no anything that matters to me in my life right now.
There are enough offline games that I feel like, all right, I wouldn't need to play a game because I can. There are lots of offline games, so you can play
some PS4 games.
Yeah.
Right.
And by the way, I finished Infamous.
I heard. You liked it, right?
What'd you think?
I liked it, except for the boss fight.
Yeah, the boss fight.
Have you gone to the last boss fight?
No, I'm not there yet. My daughter and I have committed to get through that story this weekend.
Okay, I'm not spoiling anything. Yeah. The only thing that bothers me, because at the end you get a new power and you can do this rolling thing, right? Mm-hmm. And you can pretty much go through anything except for small little indoor office trees you get stuck on.
That's my one weakness. Indoor office trees.
That's a horrible weakness. That's pretty funny. Video games. What are you going to do?
So tell me whereabouts I am in the game. I've just started dealing with the angels, dude, and I had to chase my brother clear across town after he got picked up by an angel dude.
Did you get your neon powers yet? You got all that?
I've got my neon powers.
You're pretty close if you got your neon. It's interesting. The way I played the game is before I got my neon powers, I cleared every district.
That's what I did too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have all the shards.
Went through and zapped all the surveillance cameras and all that. Wow. Yep.
Yeah, I don't know. I just one night I was like, I'm going to clear every zone. And that's what I did.
But then you got neon and then quit doing that or what?
Yeah, well, the thing is once I got the neon, I upgraded everything automatically, instantly, because I had all the shards that I needed for all the upgrades.
Wow. Well, there you have it then.
Yeah, so that's how, anyway.
So there you go. If you were to choose your own adventure car accident, and had to choose a limb to lose, would it be an arm or a leg, says Scott N.
If you had to choose your own adventure car accident?
Yeah, meaning your own adventure car accident.
Okay, all right. I see. If you lose an arm, turn to page 97. Right. If you lose a leg, okay.
I'm going to say I would rather lose a leg.
Do I get to choose which arm I lose?
Yes.
Because as a lefty,
I'm going to say yes, you do. But that's if you want to lose an arm at all. I still say leg because I can always sit.
Yeah. Are robot arms a possibility? A replacement
no,
possibility?
No, they are not.
Oh.
We're living in a world without any usable...
Any robot arms.
Yeah, no robot arms. You're out.
I think I'm going a leg. I'm taking a leg.
Me too.
Yeah, that's like a no-brainer because you get one of those like blade things to go still run and all that kind of stuff.
Robot arms.
Yeah, no robot arms. You don't get any of those. Next up, I was stung. We talked about bees today on the early show. I was stung by a black hornet in the back of the knee. It felt like someone shoved a hot poker into my skin, says April Ness.
And we were talking about that today, like as one of the worst places to get stung is the back of the knee.
Yep. So, April, thank you for the confirmation. I still don't like bees. Eric, do you ever get chased by bees when you're jogging?
Do they have bees in New York?
Yeah, they have bees. Do you have bees in New Jersey and New York?
Yes, we have bees.
Okay.
But I never really get chased by them. Did you get chased by going for a run?
I had one whack me in the head twice really hard, and it didn't sting me. It just kept running into my head. I told this story this morning, and Brian wouldn't stop laughing, but it was really scary. Because it was like this knock sound in the back of my head real hard. And I felt like there was momentum to it to the point that my head moved forward more than it would have.
Was it one of those big, huge, like bumblebees?
No, it was a hornet. It's like a freaking hornet.
It was a hornet?
Yeah.
Oh.
dive bombed me from the ceiling thing in this tunnel I run under out by the lake, and it just went and just nailed me right in the head.
Anyway. Yeah, you've been running a lot more?
I have been, and I started yesterday. So I've been on treadmill every day all winter. I mean, just pretty very consistently, and then went running on the road yesterday, and I'll do it again tonight.
How is the difference?
Hard, because so many different muscle groups get used. It's uneven in places, up, down, left, right. This road's, you know, this particular part of the path is a little more rough, or it's got an angle to it, so you, when you land, your ankles are turning a little bit to the right. Like, all of those variables changed the entire experience, and I came back going, my legs freaking hurt, even though I've been doing it for 45 minutes a day every day on a flat treadmill.
Yeah, that's the funny thing is when I first started dating Carmen, I was like, let's go for a run, and she's like, nah, I do the treadmill, I do like 40 minutes on the treadmill every time. I was like, okay, let's just go do a mile. She couldn't do it. She could not do it.
It changes. She's like, I'm excited.
Like, oh my gosh,
I'm excited the weather's better because I'm gonna do it this way. All
now she's kicking my butt and running. Of course she is. She's running a half marathon on Sunday. And
jeez,
I'm doing one in September in Seattle though.
Oh, what are you doing it there for?
Do you know the Oatmeal?
The Oatmeal, the comic guy, cartoon dude.
Yes. Yeah. He's putting on a marathon, half marathon, and a 10K race.
Why are you going to that? Or do you know him?
Awesome.
Oh, because
no, he's
awesome.
It's like you register, you know, you get in and to do the race.
You're gonna fly all the way to all the clear across the country to run in his marathon.
Yeah, because you know how they have the water stations. You usually have Gatorade or water.
Yeah.
He's gonna be serving Nutella and grape punch and cake at each station.
Really? He's such a weirdo.
And then you get chased by these big guys in fat suits called the Blurgs.
Okay.
The entire race.
Great,
type of things.
So. Great. That's cool. I'm actually now excited for you. Whereas
the thing is he's an ultra marathon runner.
Yeah, he's big on it. Big fitness dude.
Yeah. So, which was a big surprise to me since he's, you know.
Yeah.
He's very funny.
Though. Draws a lot of cartoons. Yeah. You know, he's very funny. He does really well. Let's see. Last one. Hey, guys, a little morbid, but is there a plan for if anything happens to Scott? Will the frog go on, says Steven.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
That is a little morbid, isn't it? That's funny. I was just having a conversation about this with somebody the other day. Like, let's just imagine. Hold on. Gosh dang.
Imagine.
I got to play that now.
Imagine.
All right. Imagine a world where I
get stung in the head by a wasp.
Tomorrow,
you run
wasp,
into traffic, and
yes,
you get hit by a car.
Yes. The wasp stings me so hard it goes into my brain. The stinger was so long. Into my brain. It makes me delusional. I walk into traffic, get hit by a Cadillac, a black one, a nice one, and I get smeared all over the road, and I'm dead. I'm out. Okay? I don't know.
Well, yeah, you don't know.
I don't have a good plan for most of things. Could Brian pick up and where things got left off of TMS?
Like, no, I wouldn't feel like I could do a TMS.
Probably not.
I don't feel like I could like pull somebody else in and try and get those audio clips and try and do.
I couldn't do it either. I couldn't do it even though I'm already all doing that part of it. I couldn't do it because I don't want to do it. This isn't me being mushy. Honestly, I don't want to do the show without the team the way it is.
Yeah.
Like, that's just weird. Film Sack could probably go on. But
I can't imagine it would.
Maybe it wouldn't.
Yeah, I honestly don't think
the instance would end. Those two jokers wouldn't be able to keep things going.
They could barely hold things together with you there.
Yeah, I know. I mean, honestly, it kind of all kind of dies with me. I hate to say it.
Yeah.
I mean, the art side may continue because my daughter's quickly ramping up to be better than all of us. So she could offshoot from that. Maybe not take it over, but sort of, you know, create something there. But honestly, I think it all kind of just stops. So yeah, it's a lot of eggs in one basket. It's a little morbid, but it's true, you know? So let's all hope I don't get killed.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's hope.
Or if I do, what are you going to do?
Yeah, exactly. We put in 300 plus shows, go back and listen to those.
Yeah, that's fine.
400 plus.
It's a hell of a legacy. It's all there for the taking and everyone can have it. And Kim doesn't even know. This is the worst part. Kim doesn't know. I need to rectify this. She doesn't know any of my passwords to anything.
Right. No, neither does Tina.
Yeah. So if she had to even get on Twitter and let everyone know, I'm sad to tell. Well, that's true. But it's like, I'm sad to let everyone know Scott was killed today in a car accident. She doesn't even have the stuff to do it. She couldn't even tell anybody. And I'd be dead, so I couldn't do it. So I probably should give her passwords. Because,
by the way, Scott, if anything ever happens to me.
Yeah.
There's a folder on my desktop of my computer called Apple Training Videos. I want you to delete that folder.
All right.
Just don't ask any questions. Delete that folder. Okay, we can move you.
I have a folder labeled M. And that's it. That's all I'm going to tell you about that folder. Delete it. Delete it.
I have a folder called Kate Upton Videos. Yeah. Please delete that folder.
Oh, mine's called Weird Torso. That's funny. All right. So there you go. Thanks for the tweets. If you want to follow us on Twitter at Morning Stream, that'd be great. And we take these all week, and especially on the day that we do this show, and we'll read them on the TMS PM show. Eric Van Skyhawk, always a pleasure to hang out and
thanks
do stuff.
Thanks for having me.
No problem. Is there anything we can point folks to that you're doing, that you're up to right now?
Not really.
I mean, your albums are always for sale. That's good.
Yeah, they're always on sale.
There's always some commercial on TV that you directed that nobody knows about.
Dude, I am like so freaking busy. I'm like, it's insane how busy I am.
You're back to it, dude. Back.
Are you working on different colors of goop for Nickelodeon, like, red and brown?
Well, the KCA KCA awards are now over with, so it's the slime has been put away for now.
That's all they do?
Well, the you guys slime don't
call
can
it,
come.
You guys don't call it the KCA Awards, do you?
No, that's just the KCAs. Okay. I should say. Okay. The Kids' Choice Awards.
Yeah, right. Like going to the ATM machine or the.
Yeah.
ATM machine. Actually, people say that, don't
they? Do. They always do.
Yes.
Yeah. There's others like that. I can't think of anything else. There's other things like that.
There are, yeah.
Equally annoying.
I never really thought about it. I'm going to the ATM machine.
Yeah, I always just say I'm going to the ATM, so I haven't fallen victim to that. But I guess you can't have slime every day. You got to put it away and save it.
Yeah, so you got to save it for special occasions.
Yeah.
But I'm working on a very funny TV spot that I can tell you more once it's gets
all right. Well, we'll have you back funny. On. I like this occasional app thing anyway, so we'll do this again. Don't you worry. It's Eric Van Skyhawk, everybody. Hawkito on Twitter. Follow him and play a little Draw Something Too with him.
Are you back in, Scott?
I think I might be back in.
I just sent you a picture, Hawkito. So
I may have just hung up.
We got a game going on now.
Yeah, we're making it happen. We're making it work. All right, you guys. That's it. We have done a show. That's it. This is the PM.
Who's Eric? About 2 minutes.
Yeah,
ago.
Yeah, yeah. He's been gone this whole time.
Pin number, by the way, is another good example.
Pin number. Oh yeah, because pin number would be personal identification number. Yes. Oh, that's funny. There's got to be more.
I know. I just love that you use a PIN number at the ATM machine.
Yeah. That's great. Yes. So that's it. We're done. I want to thank everybody for being here. Thanks for tuning in, folks. Patreon.com/TMS is where you can help support us and keep us on the air on Thursday afternoons and keep us working toward some really awesome stuff. Of course, the regular show is on Monday through Thursday every week, every morning. It's your morning show. You don't have to listen to them all. You might skip a day and go, man, I'm behind. It's okay.
Yeah, we'll keep making them.
Yeah, think like nobody hears morning radio and hears everything they ever do.
Gosh,
they're
no.
still there. And the nice thing is if you ever want to go back, you can go back and get it. It's fine. Quit stressing about it. Just relax, for hell's sakes.
Jeez.
No, they're fine. Frogpants.com/TMS, as usual, is the website. You can find our show notes. Links to video, YouTube videos are posted with every episode now, so you can see this whole thing in video if you so desire. TheMorningStream@gmail.com is our email address. You can find us on Twitter @MorningStream, @ScottJohnson, @Coverville, of which there was a new episode put up today. Yes, correct?
Today, yes.
All right. Well, my downcast just notified me that there's a new Coverville, so that's good.
Yes, Brian Setzer of the Stray Cats, Dusty Springfield, you know, Son of a Preacher Man, Dave Edmonds, you know, his I Knew the Bride When She Used to Rock and Roll. He did the original version of Queen of Hearts, Juice Newton song.
Yeah,
lots of great stuff. Requests, a really, really dark version of Stand By Me. Whoa, super dark.
Ooh, I like dark. I'll check that out. That's
first
great.
Song, as a matter of fact.
All right. It's Trent Reznor dark or a different kind of dark?
Trent Reznor dark.
Oh, okay. That's pretty dark.
Damn dark.
He hurts.
just to see if he still feels.
Sure. I have to tell you, I meant to tell you this. I finally saw the new Dragon Tattoo movie. It's not new anymore, but I finally watched it.
You mean the new one from like 2 years
yeah,
ago?
Yeah, the two-year-old one now. Yeah.
With Daniel Craig.
Yep,
and
yep.
Yeah, okay.
Finally
good.
Saw it. Really liked it.
No spoilers.
Yeah. I didn't even tell you. I saw her as well, by the way. I forgot to tell you about that. I saw that way late.
That was good.
Speaking of Mara Rooney or whatever her name is. Runa Mari, whatever her name is. What's her
Rooney
name?
Mara?
Rooney Mara, that's it.
Rooney Mara. She was in her?
Yeah. She was the girlfriend, ex-wife, the divorce.
Right. Yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah.
She was really good in there. Anyway, my point is, what was my point? My point was... Oh, the soundtrack to Dragon Tattoo is one of my favorite sounding soundtracks I've ever heard.
So good. Yeah.
That is Reznor at his best. So,
and there's a cover on there too.
Oh yeah, there was.
Shoot, what was it?
Was it called?
Pulling it up right now.
This Scandinavian guy always plays a bad guy in every movie he's in. That's not the name of it.
Lars.
Lars von Hutchenheimen. I don't remember.
No, it was and it was Trent Reznor's wife that did the vocals on it.
Oh, no way.
I'm pulling it up right now. Immigrant Song.
Oh, was her name Lo? I wish her name was Lo.
I take that back. Karen O did the vocals on that, but...
Her name should be Lo, and or Lois, and short is Lo, so her name is Lo Reznor. That would be a great name, wouldn't it? I'm Lo Reznor. And then Hi, somebody could be Hi. I just want a baby Hi. I want my own baby. Yeah. Anyway.
Wow.
I'm all over the place.
You've like crossed 11 tangents right there.
That's going to do it then. Check that out. Coverville.com. All right. We're going to go. The Instance tomorrow. TFS tomorrow. No Current Geek. Tom's out of town. Speaking engagement. We'll be back next week with a brand new show of that. And this weekend, Film Sack. So lots going on in and around the network that we call Frog Pants. Frogpants.com. All right, Brian, why don't you music?
Regale you with a tune.
Sure, I always say that, but you
dance,
go ahead and say it this
dance
time.
Yeah, go
ahead.
Yeah,
you do your little trick, Brian. Do your little thing. All right, I didn't mean to push that. Sorry.
Jeez.
I did not mean to click that.
Dear Sea Change and Black Tambourine,
all right.
For the past 2 years, you have done me the honor of celebrating my birth with a cover by my favorite current artist, Beck. First year was Need You Tonight by INXS, done by Beck's Record Club, and followed by Leopard Skin Pillbox by Bob Dylan. I was hoping you could continue the tradition around the time of April 9th. If all goes well, I will look forward to another year of TMS and another cover by Beck. Love the show, though. Shane English, Seco Films.
Great.
We're going to do it. We're going to continue the tradition right here. One more time. This was something that is actually included on the brand new album that came out this year as part of Starbucks. And it used to be Hear Music, and I don't think they're involved with Hear Music anymore. But it's the Sweetheart CDs that come around right around Valentine's Day and are filled with really, really good covers. This is no exception. Beck doing the John Lennon song, Love. This is really good, and enjoy it.
All right, here it is. Play it now. We'll be back on Monday. Please join us then, won't you? Thank you, chat room. Thank you, everybody. Keep on listening on. That's all I got to say.
Okay.
Bye now.
Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.
I just had brain fart.
There's the brain fart clip.